wheels appear to be turning at this point.
The wheels are turning and the light is red.
And we're only 24 miles from Tulsa. I don't know which direction Tulsa is from here, whether it's north by northwest or south by the pole. Maybe we should go and ask the pole whether he knows where Tulsa is.
No, the pole won't know where Tulsa is.
He might be a geographer.
He could probably drag it towards Krakow or Warsaw, but Tulsa, no.
I think you might be underestimating the knowledge that this pole might potentially possess.
I suppose he could be a well-travelled pole.
Yeah, or...
He might have fled during the Nazi invasion.
Possibly.
The United States, where he set up a kosher fish shop in Tulsa.
Yeah, and sort of moved on to develop a franchise of photocopying shops from that. Because duplication is an important principle of capitalism, isn't it? Can we add the sound effects of glasses being raised and put down in at a later date? Do you get that?
Yeah, sound effects are crucial. Brown Ferry, these foolish things. We should really have to play it. And some socialite ladies to laugh in the background.
Does anyone know the number for the socialite lady hotline?
Well, the socialite ladies will still be in bed, I fear.
I have that fact.
A bit excited at the Vichy government. Or Blackwire. We don't like the Blackwire.
They're worn out by Blackwire. I just can't imagine that. Yeah, that's like being tortured by a spaniel or something. God, Blackwire, I still have nightmares about them. Trying to imitate amphetamine psychosis whilst on stage is not cool.
Why do we do it then?
No, we
just imitate psychosis.
No, we achieve psychosis through the medium of alcohol. Or at least you do. I achieve psychosis through careful study and practice. It's nice to have achieved something, even if it's only psychosis. I'm going to have it put on my CV. 1982 to 2005, ongoing, achieved psychosis. That sounds like some kind of honours degree, doesn't it, or something?
I'm sure you can do an MA in psychosis at Queen's University, if you wish to.
I don't know, I feel like I've studied so much already, that might give me...
You're an autodidact in the field of psychosis.
Yeah.
But don't we want official recognition for your mastery of psychosis?
Don't
you yearn for the mortar board and the scroll with the bit of ribbon around?
I'm just looking for the opportunity to turn down a knighthood.
Yes. You might have some of it.
Yeah, because I think the only person I ever heard of that actually turned down some kind of honour from the Queen was that bloke out from the shadows, wasn't it? You know, the Jehovah's Witness one with the glasses.
There was a Jehovah's Witness in the shadows.
Yeah, it's sort of like used to go around houses with a fence with the watchtower and then Stratocaster and sort of like try and teach the word of God via unplugged renditions of Apache.
Thank God.
That was him, yes. He probably still is.
Pinter refused the knighthood.
Oh, and Bennett does as well.
Danny Blanchflower refused to go on This Is Your Life.
Well, that's your literary types, isn't it? Especially Blanchflower.
He's a pretty literary man.
Mm. Yeah, before he died. His reading has slackened off a bit since then, hasn't it? Yeah, sort of like it's hard
to... You never know, he may have a lot more time on his hands.
Yeah, but sort of like he'd have no eyes in his skull with which to... But I wonder how skeletons respond to trying to read Braille. I wonder if it increases their sensitivity and therefore makes it more difficult to tell the words apart. Which would be good, because like, you could just read the same book every time and it'd be different. It'd be different, wouldn't it? You know, it'd save a lot of library space, but then you'd be out of a job, wouldn't you?
I'll be out of a job as soon as the next Conservative government come in, I think.
So,
4 years
I thought we had a Conservative government at the moment, actually.
Things can only get worse.
Yes, yeah, so we're moving on down. Heather Small, wasn't she a one, eh? This was famed fake soul singer and Olympic chopstick juggler.
And a winner of a Mercury Music Prize.
Yeah. She tried to use it to thermometer, but it stuck in her ear. We should not mock the afflicted, though. They might have hard mates who might do us damage. And there's agencies that take care of the afflicted, aren't there? There are, I've seen them.
Have you? Name three.
Brian, Brian, and Brian. See, I've just named three.
Is it no. Brian with an I, Brian with an I, or Y, and...
Brian with an I, Brian with a Y, and Brian who isn't quite sure how his name is spelled.
It could be Brian as in tuna Brian.
Yeah, you can tune a Brian, but I can't tune a guitar. Last fag out of the packet being lit. So, isn't smoking great, isn't it? Anything which diminishes life expectancy can't be all bad. What's your favourite way of diminishing life expectancy? Not necessarily the one you favour most often, but the one which has a true delight in knowing that you're bringing about your own demise.
Well, I thought that dedicating a song to the soldiers from Bloody Sunday in an IRA bar would have done the trick, but I still seem to be here. I'm very disappointed about that.
Obviously, you'd overestimate the sensitivity on such matters.
Maybe they just stopped listening just enough.
Maybe they never started. Have you thought of that? What if they never actually listened throughout the entirety of our set?
It seems eminently likely.
They were very good at knowing when to clap, though, despite that. I mean, they sort of like figured out that if a band finishes a song, they can applaud. It's like they've been told, isn't it?
It's rather Pavlovian.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think they're like with ringing bells and stuff like that? Do you reckon they're campanologists? Or just camp?
I didn't see a great deal of evidence of camp last night.
What was that? Was camp the sort of thing you put in tea at one point? I never quite understood what camp was. It was camp coffee, wasn't it?
Camp coffee?
Did you ever see that? It was this bottle of this kind of like liqueur. It seemed like a liqueur-y stuff. You were meant to sort of like pour a small droplet of it into a cup of coffee, and it would give you superhuman powers, or at least make you think you're doing something witty and original by drinking camp coffee. Is that where they draft peace treaties, camp coffee? Or was that a gay tribute to the Secretary General of the United Nations? You can just see that now, Kofi and I are sort of like going around the world trying to heal rifts between divided people while singing Go West. There could be a career in this for someone. Can you think of any likely candidates who could do that role justice?
Anyone but Graham Norton.
Oh, anyone but Graham Norton.
Yeah.
That should be his new, the name of his next program, actually. You know, sort of like you tune in every week and sort of like you see a brief picture of him at the title credits and you're immensely relieved to find that it's a guest presenter yet again. I think you would be. God.
But have they got news for you? You've already tried that.
They have.
And The Prisoner, I guess. A new number two every week.
That's
Grim Warden as a number two, that's a very sinister idea. I can actually picture Grim Warden as a number two.
Information. And obviously telephone shaped like penises as well, that's also what he wants. How different would The Prisoner have been if the internet would have been around in the 60s? Yeah, if they'd have had the kind of communications technology then that they do now, the thing is they wouldn't have actually needed to take him to an obscure Welsh village. No, they could have just sort of like followed him everywhere and told everyone about what he was doing all the time.
And made a fake live journal. Paddy_6.
We should play Port Marion again at some point.
Alright then, yeah.
I thought that was a contentious statement, judging by your reluctance to answer it. I mean, if we actually ever do a gig in Port Marion, should we play it that?
I can't imagine such a huge movie to play Port Marion, but I'd be very happy if we did.
I was just wondering, it's like...
We could try and play that church that was built by Cook Williams Ellis.
Yeah.
Around the corner from the cafe.
We'd have to tell people to bring their own drinks in advance, though, wouldn't we? It's like, you know, people don't turn up to gigs unless they can buy drinks then, so they can get too drunk to listen to the band. Which I think is perfectly sensible.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, bad things happen when you listen to bands, you go deaf for 5 days afterwards. So whose album are you going to be guesting on next?
Well, there's two in the pipeline. There's The Uterus Women, Utopians, and there's Martin Knight.
Are you going to be doing a duet with Rachel Stevenson?
If she'd have me, I would be very keen to do so. I did like that song that was playing in the taxi when we came down.
It was like Goldfrapp, only good, wasn't it?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. I mean, it's just further proof that people with no pretensions of being anything other than pop do what is supposedly cutting edge and quote unquote daring better than people imagine themselves to be that do it.
I find that more.
There's a time when pretension used to be a badge of character and value, but now it's now you can just. Pretensions are manufactured and you can buy them at French Connection, can't you?
I've lost count of the friends this week who said to me, "Oh, I'm really excited, I've got a new Franz Ferdinand album. Is it any good?" I don't know yet.
I think they're hoping to maintain. The best way to maintain the excitement is to not actually listen to it.
Yes.
I heard one good song off it when I was in the record shop. It's called Eleanor Put Your Boots On or something.
That's a good title.
Yeah, it's not a bad song.
Eleanor's a nice name.
Yeah. There's a very good song by the Turtles called it Eleanor, wasn't it? Eleanor G, I think you're swell and you're my pride and joy, etc.
I don't know any Eleanors apart from one of my aunties.
Is she nice?
I lose count of about 50 aunties.
And how many pros?
They're in the minority.
So more aunties than pros in your family?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got hundreds of aunties and uncles, but I don't actually know any of them. My family are a very unsociable bunch, you can tell, can't you? We used to be the subject of a restraining order, but now we're just the subject.
Well, I think that's honest. If you don't want to bother with each other, do not do it, rather than to have spend a lot of time with people you don't actually like.
Avoid these painful and piteous formalities by just refusing to believe that other people actually exist. Is it the future or is it the present?
It sounds like it's a present for you. It could be the future for me. This could be my way forward.
So it's either the present or a gift. Waldo Jeffers has reached his limit. It's now mid-August, which means you've been separated from Marsha for more than 2 months. 2 months and all he had to show were 2 dog-eared letters and 3 very expensive long-distance phone calls.
Perhaps I should put this into practice and not go home tonight for my family duties and just go to Vicky's Pictionary party.
Ah, but you know what the Shangri-La said, don't you? You can never go home anymore.
I intend to prove them wrong. I can go home when I see her.
I'm just sort of like trying to imagine that with a dramatic string of arrangements and windswept sound effects.
I can go home whenever the hell I like.
Whenever I like. Sort of like I'm talky bit at this point. Snap.
Shangri-La tried to tell me what to do. But I felt so blue.
I wouldn't listen. They were from New York. I said, what are you doing here? And they said, we're from New York. Yes, but that doesn't answer my question. What are you doing here? Apparently they used to throw hamsters out of hotel rooms. They didn't have televisions in those days.
Hamster might have made less mess.
Yeah, but it'd been I kind of think it'd been more difficult to sort of like clean away the evidence of a bloodied hamster and sweep away a television screen. And then sort of like
less likely to do damage to the passerby outside.
Sorry?
Less likely to do damage to the passerby outside. Of course there's the question of animal rights and what would Moby have said?
Well, you could have thrown him out the window at the same time, and he could have tried in vain to sort of save the hamster by landing first so that the hamster could have a soft landing. But Moby's quite thin, isn't he? It wouldn't be that much of a soft landing. He could have been crushed by Moby's rib cage. Not a good way for a hamster to go, is it? Poor hamster.
Novel, but
poor hamster. Idea. Poor, sad, crushed by Moby's ribcage hamster.
I require more drink. You can talk amongst yourself, Andrew.
Well, hey.
Anyone else like a drink?
So here I am. Once again, staring into a glass.
Did you mumble something into your glass? I may well have mumbled something into your glass.
Dictaphone shan't be able to pick it up.
Well, I know, but at this point, this far in the taping, it seems quite wrong to begin talking.
Yeah.
But
were there elephants in the podcast?
Oh, I just must get it out of the way and begin speaking, I guess. Well, whatever you wish, I don't mind.
Talking is good.
Oh no, I've never found that.
Not the actual words, just kind of the physical action of talking is a good workout for the facial muscles.
I seem to recall Bob Hoskins said the same sentiment.
Yeah.
I never believed him.
Didn't he do an advertisement for facial health?
Well, Bob Hoskins once got this bloke who was accused of murder off by sort of like saying, oh, I know he's a bit of a violent psycho, but sort of like he would never try and kill someone whilst he'd been whilst he'd just had his throat cut. Do you hear about that? This sort of like this thug turned actor called John Vinden. Got sort of was too much trouble as an actor, so he had to resort back to protection rackets and beating people up, and he got had his throat cut in the fight, and was rushed to Heathrow and on a plane to Ireland because that was where his mother from. He had a rugby scarf around his neck at the airport with all blood seeping out and saying, oh, it's been a rough night, they're in the rugby team. And Bob Hoskins was a character witness in this trial and sort of like tried to successfully persuade a jury of 12 good men and true that this wasn't a violent psychopath that would actually go out of his way to kill people, despite the fact that he had earlier in his career as an actor stroke thug had actually cut someone's arm off with a kitchen knife. So that's Bob Hoskins for you. He sort of gets violent thugs off murder charges and he endorsed his facial exercise. It's quite a varied TV.
Is he a character witness for Michael Caine at one point as well?
What did Michael Caine do?
He took a part in a film with Bob Hoskins. I think it was on the Biography Channel, but I saw this, so...
They've probably done loads of films together.
Yeah, they're the type.
What?
They're the type.
Yeah, I mean... They can complain bitterly to each other about how people think they've betrayed their roots, but they haven't. It must be nice for them to have something in common with someone, even if it's only each other. God. I bet they both secretly dread the day that when they wake up and they look in the mirror and they see the other person's face staring back at them.
But did you hear about Boy George?
No.
Well,
I have my time. But
busted for possession in Manhattan, isn't it?
Yeah, I walked in and I saw his picture on the news, and I said to my mother, my living room, and I said to my mother, oh no, is Boy George dead? She said, no, he has taken drugs. I refused to believe that was news. But it's apparently. Busted.
Yeah, DJ in Manhattan arrested for cocaine possession.
No, when I was in the taxi on the way down, I did hear that the president of the Workers' Party was last night arrested for counterfeiting. I didn't find it that surprising that the minor parties in Northern Ireland politics are comprised of criminals as well. Probably find that the head of the Green Party will be arrested for clubbing seals or something like that.
Or for clubbing whip seals.
Clubbing with seal?
Yeah.
Yes, God, has anyone seen the new advert with seal sitting in someone's lap?
I saw Seal on TV the other day, but I wasn't really sure what it was for.
Was he sitting on somebody's lap?
No, it's a close-up of his face.
Well, yeah, I think that was also the other, because it was meant to be someone had downloaded him and said, oh, you can also have Seal on your lap. Tough.
And who'd want that, really?
Well, I would prefer the music to actually having Seal.
Well, the music's smaller. He's quite a big lad, apparently. Yeah, he could crush you with one blow of his nose. You've got your drink, haven't you?
I have my drink.
Yeah. Are you happy with that drink?
Well, is it vodka straight? No, but ice straight.
No, it's not even slightly alcoholic. Two bottles of wine last night. I think I'm justified.
Justified in feeling ancient.
Particularly the ancient.
Mm. Celtic's phone wobbling slightly in this breeze?
I think it's our combined heartbeats.
Oh, right, I see.
I'll try not to lean your chest against the table.
I was just worrying that my hallucinations were getting worse.
No, it's definitely trembling.
Oh, right.
Like a leaf in the wind.
I hope it's not frightened. I don't want to frighten audio equipment.
That's what you do for a living, Andrew.
Oh.
You insulted the TV players last night.
I did, and I didn't actually. I was just sort of like,
threatened to. Threatened them with your disdain.
I politely inquired as to whether the host of the radio show would prefer to play insulting CD players. She told me not to, so therefore I didn't. Because I'm quite compliant like that. If someone tells me not to insult a CD player, I won't. I don't know what I'd do if someone actually did tell me to insult a CD player. I mean, what would I do to it? I mean, would I accuse it of supporting Chelsea or something? Would I say it's got the entire back catalogue of Dire Straits on repeat play? Would I question its origin of manufacture? you shouldn't mess with those things. Nothing like a nice warm reptile mouse. So is it tomorrow we're going back?
It is tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow we're going.
But it's not tomorrow yet, is it?
No, we have over 24 hours left in Dallas. I think we get in about 6 or half 6.
That's PM rather than AM, isn't it?
Thank God.
Yeah, fortuitous indeed.
And are you counting the minutes?
I normally would be, but...
You can't count at the moment.
I have some business to take care of when I go back to London.
Sounds rather seedy.
It's that kind of a place. It's a place where bit pass acts are sort of like turned to protection rackets and slice people's arms off. So anyway, that's what you're doing next week. You are, aren't you? Oh. God.
I have some business which I'm anxious to delay, but I've delayed for too long already.
Is that renouncing your vows?
I never made a vow in my life.
You sure about this?
Yes. I vow that I will never vow.
That's creating quite a burden for yourself, that, isn't it? Quite an onerous responsibility to have to live up to.
I have no qualms of breaking a vow. I refuse to be bound by vows.
You refuse to be bound by vows? Or vowels, even?
Yes, I'm going to join the Primal Scream.
That'd be fun. I can just imagine you jigging about singing rock. And making Kevin Shields look thin. I did just say that, didn't I? Jesus, what am I on about?
It'd take a larger man to make Kevin Shields look thin.
True. True.
And I suppose if you've got a fag, I could see that. It's fine if you haven't.
No, unfortunately, right before you spoke to your last, I spoke my last.
God, there are forces at work in this universe, aren't there?
Dark forces.
I mean, how could it be so predetermined that we've both run out of fags at such a similar point?
It seems to happen. It's like women with their menstrual cycle.
So if you put smoke and smokers in proximity, the smoking will synchronize.
Find that.
Yeah, it's alarming. When's our next gig?
It's Thursday.
Oh, right. So, isn't this a gig in Bristol for John Peel Day or something like that?
I choose not to recognise John Peel Day, but that's what they're calling it.
It's just going to be a load of sanctimonious sentimentalism, isn't it, frankly?
I'm hoping that people will just not make too much of the John Peel issue and just treat it as a normal gig. That's what it will be to me.
Yeah.
Is it actually the anniversary of his death, or is it?
I don't know. I mean,
or is it like his birthday or something?
Definitely not his birthday, because that was August. So.
Well, might be the anniversary of his last broadcast.
Not possible. Yeah. He was on holiday in Peru when he died, wasn't he?
Yes.
Apparently, he'd wanted to go there all his life. If he'd known he was going to die there, would he have been so keen?
As long as you're not after play Teenage Kicks.
No, that'd be like showing a red rag to someone colourblind, wouldn't it?
I suppose he did give the world a micro, didn't he?
Yeah, but did the world want
about three of us?
That's true, yeah. There's a lot more people who like them now than there were at the time.
That happens with all the best bands.
You'd hope not. I mean, you'd hope that some people can be recognised in their time, whatever their time may be.
I very much hope that we are entirely forgotten.
Oh, we are already. Who are we? Who are you?
I don't know. Who are you?
I think I'm an amoeba. But I can't think I'm an amoeba because I just thought that.
Do amoebas think?
Exactly, this is my point. Yeah, as a single-celled organism, I would not have evolved that kind of level of consciousness to realise my single-celledness.
But luckily, because I'm sure that realisation would be rather depressing.
It would, yeah. It's depressing up being a human, but...
I suppose the one thing that keeps me going is knowing that I'm possessed of millions of cells. Mm. Think of a psychiatrist for amoebas.
You're not an amoeba, you have so much to live for. You've got your family, you've got...
It'd be hard to know if they're responding well or badly to treatment, though, isn't it?
Problems.
What's
with
the difference between a depressed amoeba and a happy amoeba? To happy amoebas, fibrous.
To happy amoebas.
I'm going to buy cigarettes. Would you like me to also purchase you a cigarette? I can't stand this anymore.
What's the disease? Not smoking?
Yeah.
Where are these going to be purchased from?
There's a shop.
Right. Alright. Can you just get me 10 Marlboro Lights, please?
How do you like Belfast? As someone who doesn't have to live here.
That's the thing, that's just like, I always think of Belfast as being the kind of place where people who visit find it really difficult to have a bad time, and sort of like, if you say you like it to someone who's actually from here, you just get horrified and bemused glances.
My horrified and bemused glances won't be picked up by the dictaphone, but...
No, that's true. It's not able to register those, but... So in a way, it almost feels insensitive saying that I like it, but I've always had a really good time over here.
Mm. I suppose if there's so little to do that if you're over for a short period of time, you can cram it all at once. But if you live here, you have to sort of spread it out to keep yourself going.
Well, so possibly do the same things which aren't that great over and over again.
Yeah.
So stuff like you don't have the value of novelty. You've just got the grinding repetition of things which aren't that great over and over again. No, sort of like what I've meeting mainly people that Jamie knows, obviously that probably straight off gets me a biased and inaccurate picture of how things are, but yeah, I've always sort of, I mean, would you really prefer that if I was to say, God, I fucking hate it here?
I mean, I would empathise then. I don't know if I would prefer.
It would just seem a bit ungracious to me, and I am gracious in all things, obviously, at all times, under all circumstances.
The town you come from, it's like your family. You can slag off your family members, but wouldn't feel comfortable in going in and slagging off your friend's family straight away.
No, that's true. I mean,
it's like a birthright you had.
Yeah, it's like someone else. It's like if someone else slags off your team. Yeah, sort of like you can do that, but they don't have to suffer it, so therefore they've got no right.
Seems sort of similar.
Yeah. Also, the gigs here are usually, well, by definition, they're far more interesting than doing gigs sort of. Free poses and a chihuahua in some bar in London.
Yeah, it does help the people come in and go fast.
Yeah. I mean, we just sort of like startled last night. Jesus, there's people here to see us. Lots of them. That's probably highly delusional thinking that a significant proportion of people were there to see us, but they certainly didn't leave. We did this gig in Newcastle where we ended up headlining by mistake, and there's this really popular local support band on, and they're the full room whilst they were playing, and as soon as they'd finished, all their mates just sodded off to the back room and studiously ignored us as we trundled through our melancholy pieces.
We probably asked for it though, because the band were saying, further said, "Now you must stay and watch the Vichy Gumbo because they're from London, they're good, and blah blah blah." Where are the Vichy Gumbo? Can we have a wave? And we were sitting in the back bar on our own, and the Furlan said, Oh, they're just in the back room.
We didn't know we were going to be called upon to wave
at the support band.
To be seen endorsing odd shaped heads. But that was odd shaped heads.
Yeah, they had a little flyer with lots of pictures of people with odd shaped heads.
And they did personally have odd shaped heads.
They did.
There had been a challenge for both mathematician and biologist to determine properly the ratio and features of their skull. They were kind of all right in the Devo do pub rock way.
I've heard worse.
Yeah. We played with Russ. We usually play with Russ. God. The memories, they will haunt me. They will pursue me. They will pursue me like horses. Horses. And horses.
Like horses and taxis.
Horse driven taxis. I think they'll let our record company bloke into America.
I think he'll probably smuggle himself in a suitcase.
I don't understand. I mean, how is he able to move from Lancashire to Los Angeles?
A record company consists of a girl in Hollywood who pays for things, and a man in Blackburn who does things. And the man in Blackburn is attempting to move to Hollywood.
Right. So
I hope this doesn't affect our...
Well, I mean, before our distribution has been idiosyncratic,
non-existent.
Yeah. Sort of like, now we're kind of like wondering if they put out more stuff for us, will they actually even sort of like be able to afford the airmail to send us copies? Should be nice. They're going to be putting out our first album in January, hopefully. They put out our second one last May, so we've always had this principle that we are not waiting around for the music industry to turn us into something. We already are, and they're just going to have to deal with it or ignore us. Obviously, they've chosen to ignore us, but that's their prerogative. You have to respect them for that, if nothing else.
Yeah. I know, that's the good thing about the Vitrigger mode, is that you can quite easily record and release a record over a weekend. We'll record one anyway.
Yeah, we can... Yeah, we can make an album anytime we like if we've got enough songs.
Yeah.
Cheers. That's okay.
Yeah, I have had a bunch of writer's block this year.
I'm lucky I don't have that because I can just rely on your writer's block to get me out of having to do anything.
Yes.
Possibly hire some songwriters.
Yeah,
Pete Waterman.
Yeah.
What is Pete Waterman doing these days?
I've not seen him that much.
5 to 10, I think.
Unfortunately, the shop right beside us is closed, so I had to trek rather further than I thought.
Okay.
But I hope it's not because the elderly, real woman has died. She's,
yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, that
is the only reason that the shops are closed.
Well, on Saturdays.
Yeah, on Saturdays. Unless they're run by Jews.
Mm-hmm. Or squirrels.
Or footballers.
Or footballers' wives.
Do footballers' wives have to go to the games?
You hope not.
Footballers' wives don't have to do anything they don't want to.
And have orange skin.
Orange skin disorder.
I think footballers' wives have to agree to be real.
Is it in the prenup?
Yeah.
You know what you should do with this tape? You should just edit out all the dialogue and put the pauses on.
Yes.
It probably would lead to a longer piece. And much more hilarious.
You might get sued by the estate of John Cage, though.
Is John Cage still alive?
No, that's why I said the estate of John Cage.
When did he die?
When his heart stopped beating. About then. I think the two events may have closely followed each other. I don't think he died before his heart stopped beating. I can swear with exact certainty it was at that precise moment that he...
But it was heart failure.
Well, all deaths are heart failure of a kind, aren't they? I mean, no one manages to survive for long without a heart, which is pumping blood around all your inaccessible corners of the body.
You can decapitate yourself with the picture of
that. Yeah. I would. And I'd be prepared to defend that opinion in front of the British Medical Council. I just hope they don't ask me that, though. I think my favourite thing about these international matches on Saturday is not having to worry about QPR for a weekend.
It's really just a break from responsibility, from your care.
Like, football is meant to be a thing which brings joy of its elevation, it just brings endless angst, doesn't it?
Yes. And the joy of the victory is never.
Oh, Wilson scored.
Oh, Wilson scored.
I think I'm going to have to plead neutrality on this occasion. Or just plead.
It's 2:30 and the computer's kind of restored.
That's not bad, I mean, it's only what?
When I got here, I still felt drunk, but now I'm starting to feel the familiar symptoms.
Well, it's been 8.5 hours since you stopped drinking, so that's not bad.
Did you sleep? Start drinking again? Briefly. Between the hours of 7 and 11, I suppose.
That was very impressive on stage drinking last night. I mean, you were taking sips between lines.
I was thirsty.
Yeah, I didn't really believe it. I just thought that you were sipping the bottle up a bit.
No, it was just drinking wine.
No, I thought it would be filled with water, like in
I was meant to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels and fill it with apple juice or something, and just drink it in one go.
It's what Keith Richards does, isn't it?
Probably.
But or at least it will be if Mick Jagger's girlfriend has her way.
That's a good story.
Trying to get Keith Richards to give up smoking. If he does that, he'll probably die. Probably only the tobacco and nicotine keeping him alive at this point. I mean, I don't know how his body would be able to cope without being in the advanced stages of multiple toxicity. I mean, he could walk through the central reactor of a nuclear power plant and come out unscathed. I don't think you could at the moment, though.
I'm getting in that. I'm going that direction, so. Every time I have a hangover, I think of something that someone said to me once, that apparently it has a chemical reaction which causes the same sort of thing in the brain, which is angsting. Apparently the fluid which a hangover produces is the same sort of fluid as in the sting of ants. So your brain is being based in angsting when you're having a hangover. And I remember that every time I have a hangover now. And I can well believe it.
Right, so I'll have a double ass thing then. And could have lemon with that. Double ass thing and lemon.
On the rock.
Oh, yeah. You will be. I'm finding it really difficult not to turn my attention towards the football, which holds me mesmerized.
We're not competing with Jackie Fullerton. No, the sun has been turned up.
Sorry?
No, the sun has been turned up. We are competing with Jackie Fullerton. It's never a nice thing having to compete with Jackie Fullerton.
I don't know, it's always a bad thing to go into this.
Any of this goes up with the football commentary in the background, will that be an infringement of BBC copyright?
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll never. Yeah. I don't think the BBC. Well, I suppose the BBC do read live journals, we know that because they have their What the Blog Said page, which Barry Sterling frequently gets quoted on.
And one of his works is BBC. And one of his works is BBC, so they know kind of well.
Oh, I'm frightened now. You wouldn't finish this book.
I don't know, well, it'll be around the arts department fairly quickly, but.
So far, this podcast will get me sued by John Cage and the BBC. Is it really worth it?
John Cage, BBC.
Start singing a song.
I mean, if one of us was to burst into an ABBA song, we'd definitely be sued by them. So I think I'd best resist the temptation to regale you with my rendition of the day before you came.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through. I know it's hurting me, now it's history.
And?
And I've played all my cards, that's what you've done too. There's nothing left to say, no more ace to play.
I always thought that line was no more eggs to play.
What's that called again? Mondegreen? I never remember.
What are you talking to me about?
When one mishears lyrics. Or represent of Mondegreen.
I think it is Mondegreen or something like that. I think my favourite ever was that there was an Echo and Bunnyman somewhere. It's kind of like Ian McCulloch was singing Tim of Paint over and over again. It's like allegedly singing Ten of Penny, but it sounded so much more like Tim of Paint. I prefer that to Peter Cage, really.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
This was in the days when Ian McCulloch could still sing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I saw Ian McCulloch as a funny man, what's left of him, a few weeks ago with playing in HMV. It was very, very sad because he can't sing anymore.
Yeah, he fits right in at HMV then.
People thought he was Dane Bowers or someone.
Yeah.
And then lots of 14-year-olds wandering around saying, is that one of Blue's dad?
There's about 20 people waiting for him to come in. And a couple people walked past and said, hey, what's happening here? And they said, Echo and the Bunnymen. Ah, that's yesterday's band, man. What are you watching now? You want to listen to Affleck?
What? A band whose only function in life is to make Star Sailor seem interesting.
Athlete? The Raven playing athlete for Reckonburn and Kim Stage.
Well, at least they weren't playing old Echo and the Bunnymen records.
They did start doing that right at the very end. They were just playing their normal generic HMV stuff, and then at the end they played Billiard Terrace and Rescue. And then Echo and Bunnymen came around and played their new one.
All of that.
Two songs, but that was too many.
Yeah.
I thought you were undergoing some kind of metamorphosis there.
Yeah, I'm entering into the second stage of the hangover.
It should be fine.
I'm like a butterfly going back into its cocoon.
Thank you.